This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The government has approved the doubling of Tirupati-Pakala-Katpadi single railway line section in Andhra Pradesh and Tamil Nadu. Briefing media in New Delhi today about the decisions taken during the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, the project will enhance connectivity to educational and medical hubs of Vellore and Tirupati.
Tirupati se Katpadi ki doubling 1332 crore rupees ka project hai ye. Aap is area mein dekhenge bahut sara agriculture product hai, fir Vellore aur Tirupati dono medical aur education ke bade hub bane. Complete Rayalaseema region is pure क्षेत्र में इस प्रोजेक्ट से बेनिफिट मिलेगा. इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स मैन्युफैक्चरिंग, सीमेंट मैन्युफैक्चरिंग, स्टील इंडस्ट्रीज, इन सब का बेनिफिट मिलेगा. दो डिस्ट्रिक्ट्स आंध्र की चित्तूर और तिरुपति और तमिलनाडु में वेल्लूर, इन तीन डिस्ट्रिक्ट्स को डायरेक्ट इस प्रोजेक्ट का बेनिफिट मिलेगा.
The government also approved the construction of 6-lane Zirakpur bypass with an estimated cost of over 1878 crore rupees. The cabinet also approved modernization of command area development and water management as a sub-scheme of Pradhan Mantri Krishi Sinchai Yojana with an initial total outlay of 1,600 crore rupees. President Draupadi Murmu and her Slovakia counterpart Peter Pellegrini held one-on-one meeting and delegation-level talks at the presidential palace in Bratislava today. During the meetings, the two leaders discussed various aspects of bilateral relations and issues of shared global and regional interest. Following the talks, both leaders also witnessed the exchange of two MOUs, one on cooperation in the field of MSMEs between India's National Small Industries Corporation Limited and the Slovak Business Agency, and another on cooperation between Sushma Swaraj Institute of Foreign Service and the Slovak Ministry of Foreign and European Affairs. During her meeting with President of Slovakia, President Murmu also invited Slovakia to take part actively in the upcoming Waves Summit being hosted by India in Mumbai from 1st to 4th of May. President Murmu reached Slovakian capital Bratislava after concluding her successful visit to Portugal. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, today reduced its policy repo rate by 25 basis points, bringing it down to 6% from 6.25%. This was the second successive rate cut by the RBI, following a similar reduction in February this year after a five-year pause. A lower rate spurs growth as loans are expected to become cheaper, announcing the decisions of the Apex Bank in Mumbai today, following a three-day meeting of the six-member Monetary Policy Committee. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra said the panel voted unanimously for the rate cut in the first meeting of the financial year. He said the committee also decided to change the policy stance to accommodative from neutral, signalling further reductions in the repo rate. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasised that the world's trust in India is deepening, asserting that country's efforts and results are becoming a source of inspiration. Mr. Modi highlighted that global institutions are now looking towards India because of its progress, which opens pathways for others. The Prime Minister was addressing a function on the occasion of Navkar Mahamantra Divas in New Delhi today.
जैन धर्म हमें बाहरी दुनिया नहीं, खुद को जीतने की प्रेरणा देता है. जब हम खुद को जीतते हैं, हम अरिहंत बनते हैं. और इसलिए नवकार महामंत्र मांग नहीं है, ये मार्ग है. एक ऐसा मार्ग जो इंसान को भीतर से शुद्ध करता है, जो इंसान को सौहार्द की राह दिखाता है.
The third Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multi-Sectoral, Technical and Economic Cooperation or BIMSTEC Agriculture Ministers Level Meeting took place at Kathmandu in Nepal today. Speaking at the event, Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan highlighted various initiatives taken by India in agriculture like climate resilience, natural farming and digital agriculture mission. In IPL cricket, host Gujarat Titans will play against Rajasthan Royals in Ahmedabad this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Last night, host Punjab Kings defeated Chennai Super Kings by 18 runs in Chandigarh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.